Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Previously on Dungeons & Dragons.
The vessel's going and there's like a disruption. Like you feel it like almost like it goes over a heavy speed bump. Everybody else feel that?
What's going on?
Bumpy.
I don't know. This is a new territory for me. It feels different though.
There's a wash of energy that fills through the vessel. And what you don't see, but the camera kind of zooms out of the ship and up above the ocean, is you've passed through this barrier. And on the other side of this barrier is bright sunlight, a green forested island, and clean, clear, breathable air as we look over the island of Maztica. Welcome to Dungeons & Dragons. I'm your Dungeon Master, Russ Moore. He, him, also with me today is Tom Laird.
He, him, playing a bunch of characters, all of which go by he, him, Telgear Heavyfoot, and also Moot. Oh, and Flint and Bort, and probably some more as well.
So many.
I'm playing all of them. They're all of the characters.
Yeah. And with us is Carla Maxted.
She, her. I will also be playing multiple characters. Most of the still living ones.
Well, it's good to, you know, qualify.
I don't want to set up any expectations. I am playing Glim, or Super Glim, as I'm calling her, and also Yenbul Nuri, and they both go by she, her.
And maybe she's found the voice. It's Amy Moore.
We'll have to find out. Yes, she, her, and I am playing only two characters, which I feel like I'm probably slacking in terms of the amount of characters being played, but I'm playing Thea Amastasia, she, her, and I am playing Super Sully, he, him.
It's important to distinguish between the very baby and the...
Russ, if you could just dub me back in saying Super Moot, that'd be great.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, just give me a clean Super Moot.
Super Moot.
Yeah, perfect.
It's really how I have to have my character sheets different so that I'm not like, what am I? Oh, right.
And it's great to have you all here. All of you being all of your characters.
They're happy to be here too, Russ.
Thank you. It's nice to have you, Russ Moore the human, here also.
Indeed. Yeah.
Not us three, apparently.
No.
Just the characters.
Yeah, no. Yeah. No, just the characters. But it's also nice to see all of you and do this thing that we're doing, which is playing all of the characters all of the time. It's like we're all our own DMs of our own little universe. I hope everybody's keeping up.
It's like that Bo Burnham song. A little bit of everything all of the time.
Exactly. Uh-huh. And where you can get a little bit of everything all the time is over on Patreon, patreon.com/dumbdragoncast.
You're welcome.
There's a little bit of everything over there. Like when you become a patron, you get an episode dedicated to you. Today's patron, being the person that gets the episode dedicated, is Dakota Hitchner.
Dakota, thank you so much.
Thanks, Dakota.
Thanks so much, Dakota. Patreon.com/dumbdragoncast. We hope to see you over there. It's a great time. And now, fuck it. Let's play. Everyone being the refuge and resistance from formerly known as Waterdeep, city of Orcus, Castle Orcus, has made it to the remote islands of Mastika. After having a long and harrowed battle with an undead kraken, they breached through what could only be described as a barrier from the darkness, found themselves coming up and seeing lush green forests, a sky that is filled with the warmest sunlight, and a group of people who have found this place or been on this place when it was established. All of you have come ashore and have spent the last couple days resting and recuperating and everybody eating and sleeping. The first time in a long time for many of these people, having been living in a sewer for years, sleeping a full night's rest. We join Mook, Glim, and Sully, who are stretching and leaving their lean-to tents, taking in the fresh, crisp morning air coming off the ocean breeze.
Oh man, I think that's the best sleep I had in years.
Oh, me too. That was amazing. The only thing that's kind of a little bit weighing on my conscience, do you guys mind if I confess something?
Oh, sure, yeah, by all means.
Uh-huh.
I think I was a bit of a jerk.
How so?
In fact, I definitely was totally a jerk.
Well, hold on. You?
And
no, I don't believe it.
Well, like...
No, guys, seriously. Thea hates me. So I probably need to, like... Oh, I made a bad impression.
Okay,
so nobody hates... Wait, hold on. Did you make her read a pamphlet? She doesn't look like someone who reads a pamphlet.
Oh, man, I wish I still had pamphlets around. I bet maybe in here somewhere.
I don't think it was a bad impression. It was a high-pressure situation. There was a lot going on.
Well,
yeah, I'm sure that it was nothing.
That's really, it's so nice of you guys to say that, but I definitely, if we see her and she doesn't just, like, totally avoid me, I'll try to apologize at some point if we see her and it seems like.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, can we not do that, like, awkward cool thing sometimes where, like, somebody is all, like, passive aggressive and stuff? Because, I mean, they're really, I can't think of anything that you could have done that would, I mean, does she still have both her eyes? She does, so it can't be that bad.
Yeah, she still has both her eyes.
Yeah, she does still, you make a good point.
We cut across the camp as we see Thea and Yembol rounding a bend and coming into this open clearing, who see Mook, Glim, and Sully across the way.
Oh, shit, here she comes. It's going to be awkward. Oh. Hey, Yembol?
Yeah?
Have you, like, talked a lot to, Glam?
It's Glim?
Glim? Have you...
Well, yes. She's very nice.
Really?
I know that she made a bit of a bad impression with you, was a real jerk, but...
Okay, I feel better that you just said that. Because I was thinking that she was being kind of a jerk, telling me not to do magic and everything like that, and then she went ahead and did magic, and I'm not saying that magic's my thing, because I know magic's a lot of people's thing, but magic's, like, my thing. What else? Like, I mean, sure, I can shoot a bow sometimes. I'm not trying to be self-conscious or anything. I'm not thinking she's coming in here stealing my thunder. It's just, like, it was rude, right?
Well, yes, it was rude. And I think that high stress situation, that was the problem. She's been very sweet since we've been here. I think you should, if she approaches you, perhaps...
Okay. Yeah. Well, I'm not going to go putting my nose in there because it was weird. And I'm not going to force a friendship. I'm not. It has to happen naturally.
Of course.
And I just, you know, I wanted some reassurance that I wasn't overreacting, you know, because, I mean, nobody owns magic. But I mean, like, she was acting like she owned magic.
Well, I think she thinks she owns Bahamut.
Oh,
He's, not, that's not quite right, but he is her number one god, missing. Comes back. Is, maybe made her a bit crazy.
And, well, I get, well, like, I mean, I don't get it. I mean, he's really old, but whatever they, you know.
Oh, well, I don't think you're misunderstanding. I don't think,
we cut to the medical thing.
No. Let's talk about the relationship that they think.
No, I love leaving on a misunderstanding.
Yeah, Thea thinks they're fucking.
We cut to a small makeshift medical tent in this town where Tulgir and Leosin and a couple other of the refugees are looking over the wounded and unconscious. Primarily being Bahamut, Grancis, and Flint, all of which are still remaining in an unconscious comatose state.
Do we have any idea at all when these three are waking up?
I mean, I was hoping that it would be soon. We've been here for a couple days. There's been no real improvement in Flint. Grancis has stirred, which is a promising sign.
It was weird that he mumbled something about pancakes when he stirred. Like, what's all that about?
Well, you didn't really know. You didn't know Grancis. He was sucked into the abyss long before we crossed paths. Grancis is a bit of a connoisseur of the morning
pancakes?
Baked goods. Morning baked goods, almost exclusively. So pancakes, muffins, flat waffles.
So wait, he bakes his pancakes?
Yes.
These must be some special pancakes. Well, never heard of that before.
It's more of I feel like a magical convection is. He would explain it so much better.
Okay, I'll take your word for it.
Yes, of course.
But when he wakes up, I want some of these baked pancakes.
The first thing
I've been awake for 2 minutes. Get in the kitchen.
Get over here.
The first thing I'm sure he will do is present people with pancakes.
Well, I mean, it does sound like, from what you've said, that's his whole deal.
It's what the fans want.
Yeah, I just want, we bonded. I just want to check on the old guy.
So, great news? Do you have great news?
Oh.
We're here for great news.
Well, the great news.
Exclusively.
Yes, we do have great news, is that.
Perfect.
We do?
The lovely people here in Bright Cliffs have allowed us to stay and take care of our wounded.
Oh,
well,
my
that is
God.
Great news.
That is great news. Yes, it is great news. There's been some movement in Grancis.
The other old guy?
Bahamut is how's the pulse check there, Tokyo?
I mean, still slow and weak, like it was when we got here. At least the one guy's showing some improvement. These other two, yeah. I don't know.
I'm sure it's a bit more color in his cheeks. No.
Well, yeah, but that's just because I was like pinching them.
Yes. Well, but a good sign that blood flow is happening. Gods have blood flow. Yes.
I mean, that's one explanation for it.
Yeah, when he's corporeal, I guess he has like a pulse and blood flow.
Yes.
And stuff.
Yeah.
Right? Hold on, I got like a god question.
Okay. I have been waiting. Okay,
oh, don't get so excited. It's probably just stupid.
Okay.
I'll let Glim
lead. I'm ready.
So, right now he's corporeal, right?
Mm-hmm.
So,
yes.
Let's just say he dies. Not saying he's gonna, but let's just say
he's not.
Well, no.
But so, for example, okay.
Yes, just hypothetical.
Mm-hmm.
He dies, but he is a god. So does his just corporeal form die and then he is just his spiritual form? And if so, should we just kill him, release his godly spirit, and just like fucking let that just fix everything? These are the questions I have. I have a dagger if we need it. Or if you want to do it in a more, like, you know, religious kind of way, like we could, I don't know, garrote him or a drowning, which would kind of be like a baptism, but not quite, or.
Right. Here is what I think. If there was no Orcus, destroying the world, killing all the magic, disappearing the gods, then I think you're a little bit right. I mean, Bahamut is eternal and wouldn't just be gone forever. But.
As Sully was like pulling a dagger.
I'm just like inching towards his bed.
But this is not normal times. This is, he's a refugee from a secret prison. I mean, this might be the last little bit of him. So I think we really just need to try and get this guy back awake, feeling better.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to have to agree with the dragon lady there. I think if this form is gone, he might be gone altogether.
Okay, yeah. Well, I wasn't going to do it without asking. It wasn't going to be like one of those, well, I thought it was a good idea. I just, you know, wanted to put it out there. It's me, Sullivan Slight, asking the hard questions, right? Who else is going to ask if we should kill Glim's god?
No, it's good that you ask these questions, Sully, because otherwise, how do we know?
That's right. We don't know. Oh, and, like, who knows? This could be Orcus's way of keeping him held hostage here on Earth, not being able to help anybody.
Moot makes a note to watch Sully when around Bahamut's body.
And also the movie Dogma. It's a good film.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Thanks for supporting the Fable and Folly Network. Here's another show we know you'll love.
Night has fallen. The moon is full. And we're inviting you to listen to Canada by Night, a podcast where professional improvisers play Vampire the Masquerade. Detective-turned-vampire Everett Fry accidentally becomes the sheriff of New Haven, an experimental town where they're testing if vampires and humans can coexist. Stuck leading a ragtag group of officers, the Bruja bounty hunter Val, the Gangrel news reporter Evangeline, and the Tremere blood witch Doris. Can Everett keep the town running? Or will everyone end up liquidated by the Vampire Council of Canada? Trending on global fiction charts and produced by Dum Dums and Dice, whose podcast Dum Dums and Dragons ranked number 2 of all fiction podcasts in America. Listen now to find out why Canada by Night has been downloaded more than 500,000 times. Canada by Night, its interview with the vampire, if it had all the characters from Parks and Rec in it.
The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today.
So, what can we do? I've been obviously praying. I have been working out in a prayerful way.
Maybe there's a magic fruit we could get.
Yes. Is there something like we could do?
Like a quest?
Could we go get a magic fruit? This is a great idea.
Like a MacGuffin of sorts.
Is there something that, do you have any idea, or is it just, you know?
I think we just feel like we need to do something, right? Yeah. We're like waiting
like
around
to do something.
Yeah. If we could have a checklist of some kind.
Yes, of course. I don't know if there's a magical fruit. I don't know what is exactly native to this region. You could perhaps go talk to the town council, see if there is anything of that sort that they are aware of, or
sit around with that thumbs up our asses? No, let's go to the town council.
Maybe don't kill him.
Listen, I'm not gonna.
I know, just hypothetical, posing the situation. You're one of Sully, that's what I value most about you on the team, is that you put these questions out into the ether with a look in your eye of you could follow through with them.
Well, yeah, but I got these two to keep me in check, huh?
And he nods over, huh?
Yeah.
Also, I don't think Glenn would ever talk to me again, and that would just hurt my feelings.
Of course.
It's true.
Perhaps you go visit the town council. Tolgier and I will continue monitoring for signs that he is coming to, watching his aura and hoping.
Has anyone tried kissing him?
Has anyone tried kissing him?
Not that I am aware of.
I don't know.
That's just sticky territory. He's asleep. He doesn't know what's happening.
He can't exactly consent.
Exactly. Yeah. It's probably not.
I read stories about it, and it used to wake like people up in towers and stuff. So,
I mean,
I don't know. If you get desperate, and put it in your back pocket.
Yes, of course. We won't say never, and I'm sure, being a god, he might see the humor in it if it doesn't work.
I imagine a little spirit form of Bahamut standing right next to him. Mm. Probably being like,
Just do this. And then
kiss me. Or like, you know, just release me from this mortal form.
Yes. Yeah. Would be.
Okay. Well, those are two like,
well, I just wanted to get some
opposed.
Yeah. I'm getting variety, right? I'm just giving some variety. Okay. So the town council then, right? I'm going to exit. Yes. It's not a lot of feelings in this tent.
We'll stay and monitor, and you'll be the first to know.
I think you should tell Glenn first, though. Really.
The group,
I'll be back in like 2 to 3 hours, probably. You know, you see me every 2 to 3 hours, so
yep.
See you soon.
One of us will be here, right, Tolgier?
Of course.
Making sure nobody else kisses Bahamut.
Or cuts his throat.
Or that. I was implying that.
Both suggested by Sully.
Both were suggested by Sullivan.
I'm going to end up on some sort of blacklist. Come on, you guys. Let's go.
Let's just go.
I think that they forgot that I took care of him while all you guys were fighting that weird squid.
As the three of you leave the tent, you hear their footsteps fade off, and Leosin looks to Tolgier and says, well, let's just make sure Sully doesn't come back in alone.
I've already let the guards know about that.
Swap the claws on everybody's head there. I will, I'll go get us some food, okay?
Perfect.
Tolgier walks over and begins changing cold compresses and checking mirrors and pauses on Flint and holds the mirror up to his nose and watches, and you don't see a sign of breath for a while. Long enough that it gives you start, and then there's a sudden jolt where his eyes open and then quickly close, and his breath starts back up again. And we fade to a scene in a tavern. Bort and Flint seated at the table, staring at each other, drinks half finished.
Well, what's next?
What makes you think I know what's next? A dreamwalker, right? That's what you call me. You think I'm the dreamwalker? Maybe we're both stuck in a dream, friend.
Okay, well then, what's next for the both of us?
Well, my dream was very different from your dream, and they merged. So how do we make that happen? Maybe to the point where We wake up. I know we're both in the same body. That could be difficult.
Yeah.
What was the state you were in? Do you even remember?
I don't know. I kind of remember flying pyramid, and that's about it.
Is there anybody that you...
Oh, and dragon scales. I had scales all over my body.
Good sign. And he looks down at his arms. He himself covered, of course, in dragon scales, being a dragonborn. You without dragon scales. That's probably not a great sign for
you as yourself. Is there anybody in this? Where were we again?
I mean, I don't know. There's some clerics in Mithril Hall, but
sure.
Are they still here if we're in this dream world?
I mean, I guess there's only one way to find out.
Yeah, you're right. Okay, I guess we don't even need to finish our drink. Let's just go.
I guess you got it. Money just appears on the table. The two of them get up and head down towards the temple as we fade into this largest building in this village. It is domed. There is a long red dyed carpet that leads from the door all the way up to three large thrones, one of them being a little bit larger, a lot larger than the other two. There are crude paintings on the wall that look like a child did them, of various tabaxi looking character. And Mooklim and Sully open the doors to this and enter in to this large, empty throne room. And, like, the echo of your footsteps rings out throughout this. And a younger person comes walking out from a back room and says, "Oh, hello, you're some of the travelers, yes?"
That is correct.
Yeah,
yes.
That's us.
Yes, yeah,
well,
we are.
I'm Cedric. I'm the hand to the king. What can I do for you?
Are you the right hand or the left hand?
I am. He holds up his hands. I am the. Which one's the better one?
It's a good question. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I guess.
We don't know your customs, so.
Sure.
I guess.
Customs are fluid here. In Bright Cliffs. Sometimes I have a job and sometimes I don't. I always get paid every week. So at least they're consistent that way.
Oh, perhaps you are both hands.
That could be. I am both hands to the king. You've come for something, to profess something, to do something. Check a box. Do you have something or would you like to receive something? From the king.
Is this more of like that left hand, right hand situation?
Yeah. It doesn't exactly fit into one of those. Is there an other checkbox that we could?
I'd say receive, because we're looking for information.
We are looking, yes, for information.
Receive information. All right. He pulls out a clipboard. Receive information. And sorry, I haven't met everybody and remembered everybody's names yet. You are?
I'm Glim.
Glim.
Moot.
Sully.
Okay.
And it was Cedric, right?
Cedric, yes. Yes, I am the hand, aka the intern here.
And could you just very quickly mm-hmm. just remind me of the name of the king?
Oh, yes. He prefers to just be referred to as King, but others know him as King Opalite Brightcliffs.
Fuck off.
Also, if you could steer me to your intern memorial wall?
How do you know about the intern memorial wall?
Oh, I've heard of these things from our travels around before.
Oh, okay. Of course, yes. It has its own domicile, its own building. Just a few down.
Oh, so it's more than just the one wall.
Well, it covers all four walls. Yes.
Okay. So being an intern currently yourself, does that give you any cause for concern?
Well, I'm the hand. Not solely an intern. They changed the name. Recently.
Is there also a hand memorial wall?
No.
Okay, just curious.
Hey, maybe you'll be the first.
Ooh, the Cedric hand memorial wall.
They could name it after you. I don't think I understand what memorial is.
Let me just go get the king, and maybe he'll have the information you're looking for. Cedric quickly runs back out, and you're left alone in this chamber.
Can I go look more at the art?
Yeah.
On the wall?
Yeah, the tapestries and things like that. Yeah. Let's see them.
You go look at the art, and they all, as you get closer to them and examine them a little more closely, at a distance and a glance, they could be different tabaxi. But they are, as you get closer, have very similar features, just in different outfits. Some pirate some more just common villager, one in a very colorful, like new wave vibe, long flowing mullet and keytar.
Love it.
And more of these scenes just all around. One where this tabaxi is dressed up as what looks to be a gnoll. And as you're kind of perusing them and walking around and just getting a lay of the land, the door to this other room opens up and you hear a voice echo out into it and says, Yes, you've come to see me. I am the king. Oh, Polite Brightclef's here. What can I do for you? He jumps up and over the throne and lands down, just like legs up on the armrest, just noodling on the keytar.
It's really great to meet you, Your Highness.
Yeah, lovely to meet you. It's nice to have you in my town here. It's a nice place, isn't it? I hear it's really bad still out there.
Oh, yeah. This is
very
just
bad.
Yes, wonderful.
Not great. Not great.
You must be a really good leader to have maintained the safety and beauty of your town.
Mm-hmm.
And
thank you. Yes, I am.
I notice this is a... Are these all you?
Just strong family resemblance?
Yes, they are all me.
Wow. So you haven't just been a king. You've had a very varied career.
I've had a storied career. It's long. It's just scrolls rolling out down this entire thing here.
The Great Hall? Is that what you mean by thing?
Yeah. I mean, if that's what you call it here, I don't like to just, demean halls by giving them value in either size or shape or grandioseness, which it is quite.
Oh, very much so.
Mm-hmm. Yes, took many a moon to finish the build on this one.
I'm sorry. You've got that squeaky toy that you're playing with there. Is that just like
it's my
for stress?
I was gonna say
it's like a fidget.
Paul would totally have a fidget. He's sitting there with a fidget spinner, just like nah.
Yes.
So, Your Highness.
Yes.
We have a question for you.
Fire. Shoot.
So, you know how?
Is it about how great my mullet is?
Well, that was going to be our second question.
Mm-hmm.
That was more of a comment than a question.
Thank you.
But
thank you.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Looks great. The music sounds really good, too. I mean.
Well, it keeps it flowing, if you know what I'm saying.
The mullet? Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay. What we're curious about is, so you know of the situation in the world.
Yes.
And how we are in possession of a god.
What?
Not. Was that a secret, you guys?
Well, they should have told us. They told us to come here.
Yeah. Did nobody?
Well, they might have told one of the others.
Yeah, you know what? This is day-to-day stuff, and your big picture kind of
true. Yeah.
I take care of the high level, all of the contracts, all of the, pencil pushing, all that sort of stuff.
Absolutely.
You don't want to miss the I's being dotted and the T's being crossed. Yes, yes.
That's very important.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So what we're wondering is there anything real special about this island of yours?
Yes.
Oh, there you go with that toy again. It's that sweet.
Mm-hmm,
I like
thank
it.
Thank you. Would you like to give it a squeak?
I would.
So close.
It's got a crinkle to it,
too. Yeah, it's a little different, depending on where you squeeze it.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm just going to hold on to it. So... We're just wondering if there's something maybe magical on this island that could help.
Yes.
A quest, right? That's what we're looking for. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, is there a very wise old woman who lives in the woods that might have knowledge? Or someone mentioned a magic fruit.
Yes.
Something that sells at waking people from comas.
Yes.
Yes. Something like
a restorative power.
Yes.
Yes, to all these things?
Yes, those all sound like great things, don't they?
Could I ask an, let's say, related but different question?
Okay.
When we were coming here, I feel like we were told we were looking for a town council. And yet when we arrive, it's you, Your Majesty. It's a king. That seems sort of a different form of governance. And I just...
Well, the rest of the council is out.
So wait, you're a member of the council even though you're the king?
Yes, we are the King's Council. The king is, of course, in charge of the council.
Right.
And so then you don't even need quorum to make decisions. You can just do it all yourself.
Sure, of course. Yes, I make decisions all the time with no repercussions at all.
We made it to the middle. That's where we will sing some Jewel. And everybody joins in because... it's 3 o'clock and there's a thing on the phone that's not the words, Schmo.
No, I'm pretty sure that's the
words. I'm already home.
There's a thing on the phone. She was quite known for her lyrics.
I like it.
She's a poet, you know.
Didn't know it.
3 o'clock, thing on the phone. beautiful.
They said sing it's Jewel and then nobody sang. It was just silence that you heard.
You said sing
Jewel. It was a joke.
Did it?
You said, sing Jewel, and then you did it, and it was beautiful.
So lovely. Right. That's, guys,
really
a little,
good.
Like,
it was really
peek
good.
Into, like, behind the curtain, mine and Russ's marriage here. Sings like that to me every night, the only way I can go to sleep.
You're already asleep!
So those nights when you leave, before we're, like, technically 100% finished to go to sleep, after the record, Russ then hustles upstairs.
Well, my bedtime routine is quite extensive, so, by the time...
30 minutes, and I'm right on time.
Then just, you're it's, ready for the lullaby.
Oh, okay, perfect, yeah.
Or, you know, I also have it recorded, if need be, but... Mm-hmm.
In every episode.
Sure. But, I mean, you can't beat the live... No. You can't beat the energy of a live
performance. It's different
before.
Every time. Yeah. I don't know if you know this about Russ, but when he sings lyrics, it is almost never the same twice. So it's
he also where you miss part of it because this is an audio medium, but he does make quite a face.
He
also
does. Yeah.
While that singing, particularly the Jewel, I've never noticed it before, but with the Jewel, there's really a face.
Well, Jewel's got the vibe. Yeah. You got to get the vibe like that. You got to pull it. And then it just all comes. We're not. Let's
it's
talk
really
about something other than
really...
me singing bad Jewel. Is that all the great folks over in our Discord who are helping out with the Dungeons Wiki.
That's right.
Did you know there was a Dungeons Wiki?
Wiki?
I forgot.
It's so crazy.
You know what I was thinking the other day? Man, I wish there was some place I could go other than my mind palace to figure out,
right?
Like, what should
I
have done?
Even thought
who was
that
person? Like, I would like to, for myself, look it up.
What if, what if they... make this wiki really good, and then we become good at D&D.
I think that's the key.
It's all coming full circle.
We can remember all the stuff because it's so complicated.
We need your help to be better. And I mean, this is not the first call to action we've put out that sounds like this.
No, definitely not.
But if you are interested.
Hold on. First, let's thank the people who are doing it of their own free will and volition.
It's only a few people who are breaking their backs on this.
Kat Waterflame, thank you.
Thank
you came in and started it some time ago, but that's totally cool. You started the ball rolling. Kaloshi in our Discord at Kaloshi, it came in and started adding to it.
Kaloshi,
piling
thank
on.
You.
And then just last night, Sir Leon pops into the discourse like wild Sir Leon appeared because that's Discord's
he's a Pokemon.
Fun like that. Immediately was like, is this the official one? I'm adding stuff. Here's questions.
So many questions.
I will answer every single question you have to make this thing good, but I cannot for the life of me write it down.
There's a mental
block in my brain that as soon as I sit down to write it down, it's gone. Like, but if there's a question there, I have it. It's there for you.
Dysgraphia. That's what it's called. That's what it's got.
Okay,
it's
perfect.
Clinical.
It's clinical. It's a thing. Also, check out BetterHelp.com/dungeons.
BetterHelp cannot help you with dysgraphia. Just throwing that out there.
Fair enough. I thought there was in a catch-up.
No.
But now back to, we want to help those three people specifically. Amy, go.
Oh, okay. So if you know anything about our podcast that we ourselves likely forgot, spoiler, that's everything, head on over to Discord and like
link is in the description
and join us there, and not only will you meet a literal buttload of awesome people, that's like maybe a metric buttload,
that's Canadian,
of people that are really awesome, but you could also maybe hop on that wiki. We got a channel for it, and
sort of.
Well, we will by the time this is, it's there.
Just go in and start screaming, Where are the wiki at?
That's
and
right.
then someone will point you in the right direction.
Oh, if someone could chum and
Russ,
go wiki wiki wah, that'd be great.
Title
could it be wiki wiki wah?
Like you did with the TikTok one.
Yeah, sure. We'll probably
that
need
TikTok
to wait for
one
a goog hang.
That
was a goog hang.
People created. That's yeah. right. Listener created.
TikTok,
but anyway,
don't stop.
This
DJ
is
blow
a
my records up.
Really long interlude to say, please help us be better.
Thank you. That's all. Huge thanks to the people who are already doing it. Again, unprompted, of their own free will. If you have any knowledge in there, we would love for you to come join them. And greatly appreciate it. From the bottom of our cold Canadian hearts, because it's so cold in the winter up here, not because we're mean or something like that, but just because we're cold.
Sure.
We would thank you. And that's the end of the middle.
Can you take us out?
I know you love me. And wow, that's really like...
It's 3 a.m.
That's Matchbox
I'm
20.
So on the phone.
That's Matchbox 20.
Even after
and something
gone.
Else. And something else.
It's a mashup. It's very hip.
The Jewel Matchbox 20 mashup. We were all
nobody asked for, but
you know it. You love it. Okay, bye
love
everybody.
You, bye.
Bye.
Yes, I make decisions all the time with no repercussions at all.
Lucky.
Okay. I was just curious. Sorry that my curiosity just a little bit got the better of me. But anyway, back to like the magic fruit
yes.
or the secret pond
or the wise old hag.
Wise woman. Mm-hmm. Where do we like which of those do you have? What's the most powerful and what direction?
Okay.
Do we go
I
in?
Know of.
We need to save some
people. I know of a couple people who might be able to help.
Okay.
They don't like to come into town. I mean, they came into town when you guys came in here, but they don't like to come into town too often anymore for reasons. I don't know what reasons, but they live just like outside of town.
What do these people, what do they do? Do they have names? What's...
Well, they're part of the council.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
but they
other,
don't like
okay,
to
the
come,
other council
they
members.
They don't like to come into town.
Well, I mean, that's why the king takes care of most of the kingly duties of the king's council, obviously. But yeah, Elia 900, they don't like to come in here very often. I mean, yes, Elia 900 are their names. And they know a lot about this island because they go out into the world. They wanted to... If there's a magic fruit, I'm sure they found it and hidden it from me.
Oh,
okay.
Oh. Well, I got so many questions.
That seems disloyal.
You know, there's a little bit of backstory that you probably don't have about me. Opalite Brightcliffs here, Tabaxi Bard, and I am...
You go to patreon.com/dumbdragoncast. You can find out all about Opalite Brightcliffs.
But... After all of that lovely story that you're going to go find out about, they brought him here because I was concerned about, obviously, family and needing to be safe, and they didn't have any. So I brought them along out of the goodness of my heart and made them counsel after, of course, I found out that my father had passed in my absence, and just kind of inherited the kingly duties, and they found me insufferable, I think is a word that Night Hunter used, which was a very big word for her. She's been getting better. Anyways, long story short, Elia Night Hunter likely have groves of magic fruit trees.
That are secret from you.
That are secret from me.
Okay, I mean, again, that seems really rude considering you saved them
and you're the king,
I assume, by bringing them here, and you're the king, and you seem very nice mm-hmm. and obviously mm-hmm. super handsome. Look at all these.
Oh,
you're
right?
A pirate in this one. Are you a chef here?
Yes.
What? Are you a gnoll in this one?
I am a gnoll in that one. Oh, you did it.
Hey, good
work.
Good
job. Sully, right? Yes. Good work.
Thanks, you guys.
So, where... I guess where would we go to find these folks?
Should I take you?
Are you allowed out? Just, you know,
I'm the king. I'm allowed to go out anywhere.
For sure, but I mean, your life is so
You know
so
what?
Sacred.
I'm not doing anything. Let me just go wrap up a few other pieces of paperwork here, and we'll be out on our way.
Okay.
Okay. I mean, that's very generous of you. Is it dangerous for all the council members to be in one place at a time? Like,
well,
for...
we've got to watch out for the loose fire, but other than that,
sorry,
it's...
the loose fire?
Yeah, loose fire.
What? It just... Oh, is
that just what it sounds like?
Well, this is a very magical place, and fire just springs freely.
Oh.
From locations.
Okay, yeah. Yeah.
Okay, well, I mean,
I will show you where all the loose fire is, or keep us away
it's fine.
From the loose fire. Paperwork, I'm doing it!
Okay,
So we ditch this guy as soon as we can, right? Because I mean, like...
I mean...
Yeah, I think that's the way to go.
Like, wow.
It's an unorthodox ruling style. We haven't seen anything like this, I don't think, in any of our travels. Just decentralized power, but also very centralized power.
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
Yeah.
I have a feeling the council members just kind of watch the king and make sure he doesn't, like, fuck shit up and stuff.
Yeah, I got that impression, too. Kind of like how Calicrist was, like... You know, keeping tabs
right.
on her bros.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good parallel to draw.
Okay, I get all my paperwork. Ready?
Sure. Oh. Is it a long journey? Do we need more supplies?
I brought my backpack, but that's just more for costume changes than anything.
Of course.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
Okay.
It does look like you're going on safari or something. Do we need to be similarly outfitted, or this is just because the pith helmet
that's a lot
is
of khaki.
Very, it's a good
Thank
look.
Thank you. Thank you.
Well, are those cargo pants?
Okay.
Well, you can store more things in them, like this, a red nose, and this cat ears. Here, you can try these ones on.
Are those both pants and shorts?
Oh, do those unzip?
Oh, they have the zipper in the middle?
You bet they
do. Oh, wow, you're ready for anything.
Huh. Well, you got to be ready for all occasions because it's a cool morning, but it's going to be a hot afternoon.
So you're like one of those, you're not just one of those kings who just sits up on the throne and is like, whatever.
No.
You get in there.
Get in the mix. Ugh. That's what they say. King Opalite Brightcliffs gets in the mix. Doesn't hide behind cloaks. Doesn't hide behind trees. Doesn't hide behind his friends. Gets in it.
So can you run through that slogan one more time? I like to take notes.
Gets in it.
Oh, that was it. Okay.
Yeah. I think that was the gist of it. I mean, those were other things that other people said.
Mm-hmm. There was a lot of definitely doesn't do these things. Oh, do you think she's out of the tent? Should we go in? I don't want to be stuck in the tent in there with her.
Well, no, that's too awkward.
Can you poke your head in. Poke your head in.
Okay. Okay. Hello?
Yenbo?
Yeah. Is there...
Get in here. I need your help.
Oh, okay. I'm going in.
Okay, so...
What do you need?
This one, Flint, had a little thing earlier where, like, he opened his eyes.
Oh, that's...
But then...
Well, that's good.
But then shut his eyes again hasn't really moved since then.
Yenbo, is it? Can I come in?
Come in. Something is going on with your friend.
What? Really?
Oh,
what?
Thea. Yeah. So, with Flint, there was he like opened his eyes earlier, but then that was it. Just right back to sleep.
Okay, but I mean that's more than he's done in like, what is time? Okay, so did he say anything?
Seemed like a kind of a gasp for breath, and then right back to coma land.
You don't need to make it sound so whimsical.
Oh, I mean, it is not, I don't think.
Okay.
Well, I feel like this is a good sign, though.
I think so. I mean, change is good. It's better than just... where are we at in the scaly department?
Still a lot. About the same as it was before.
Hmm.
So, you know, almost completely all over him.
Right. I stopped checking once it got to the shorts area.
Yeah, fair enough.
Flint is for sure wearing shorts, right?
I mean, canonically.
I mean, he is in shorts. And a Hawaiian shirt, if I remember correctly.
That was the only thing he packed when he went to Kalimport. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah, beach dwarf.
Yeah.
Well, I mean... I'm going to take it as good news, right?
Yes, I think we have to see this as good news. What should we do?
Well, I mean, no one's done it yet. Probably sign his shorts. If he had broken bones, we'd be signing casts all over the place.
Oh, I see what you mean.
Okay, yeah. But, like, what else could we do that's more constructive?
Oh, like, helpful. Oh, God, I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, wait, Helgear. What about if we got one of those, pens special for cloth with the puffy?
Puffy paint.
Yes. I think that could work. If we're going to sign his shorts.
It's aggressive, isn't it?
Was not following at all.
I was.
No, it was good.
You know what? Because we were used to Yemble making a joke. It landed weird and I loved every second of it.
I don't know that Yemble was making a joke. I think Yemble might have been being earnest.
Listen, I don't know. I feel like I failed him. The one thing that could help, we didn't do. And now we are on this island. We are literally on an island that is an island in this crazy Orcus world. And I don't know if we're ever going to get him back.
Well, first of all, you did not fail him. He is here. We are all here.
Yep. He's still alive for, you know, in... Maybe not in spirit currently, but physically, he's still there.
And everyone would be undead army if we weren't here. So you have failed to nothing.
It begins to get warm in the tent. And brighter. And the four of you turn. And the couple others tending to some other less wounded people turn and begin to see this huge glowing aura coming directly from Bachman, who begins levitating from his bed.
Well, I mean, that's new.
Oh, that's got to be a good sign.
Yes, that must be good.
We should go get that dragon lady.
Uh-huh.
We cut to a very quaint cottage, just outside the city. Opalite Brightcliffs has led Mooklim and Sully to this. Well, we're here. I'll go knock on the door. They don't take kindly to strangers, so I should probably be the first one that they see.
Okay, I mean, it's your council, so you know best.
Of course, yeah. I do. Yes.
As the old saying goes, kings lead the way.
Oh. I like that saying. That's good. Here we go. He hops over the gate that's there. He kind of just sidesteps through the path. Just watch my foot. Watch where my feet go. This is how you want to walk through, okay?
Anybody else think this is booby-trapped? I'm just going to...
We should just wait. We'll just wait at the gate.
Just wait. Just wait there. I'll bring them out.
Yeah.
He knocks on the door.
This is probably a trap, right?
Oh, this definitely feels like a trap.
Okay.
The door creaks open. Night Hunter, good to see you again. I know it's been a couple days. We've got some friends here. Would love to ask you some questions about some fruit and a quest.
Ugh, has it only been a couple days? I feel like you were here 45 minutes ago.
Yeah, I might have been. But is Elia here too? We should probably bring her along.
Night Hunter, who is it?
Oh, Elia. Why?
Hey, Elia!
Is it the nice...
Yeah, long time no see.
Yeah, you could have gotten out
Hi.
Of this one.
Oh, Paul, it's, Hi.
Hi.
You're looking for...
He needs fruit?
Not just any fruit. Tell him! Magic fruit, right?
Who are you yelling at?
The people.
Hello.
Oh, you brought some friends.
I did. And I told them that you knew everything about all of the fruit on the island. Especially the magic ones.
Oh,
let's...
I'm not...
Elia.
Well,
remember what we just had conversation about this and always helping him and the codependence
right, and
that comes with...
It's not fair that he just shows up and expects us to find magical fruit or supply a quest.
Boundaries is what we need.
Somewhere. Right.
Opal just turning, giving the thumbs up to Mooklim and Sully. Like, this is going well. This is going well. We'll get you your fruit.
Guys, this doesn't look like it's going well.
I don't think he's getting the job done here, guys.
King Opal? Is it... Should we... Hello? Hi. Should we come over? Or do you... We're looking for some magic fruit?
Just one minute, please. Opal, you cannot come here.
Why not?
Every times a day.
Okay, but we're only up to 7, I think.
It is noon.
Okay, well, I won't come 2 more times.
Okay, well... I guess that's something.
Mm, yeah, because we'll all be together. Going on this mission.
And what mission is that?
To find the magic fruit, Ilya. Like the good old days.
And why do we need magic fruit?
Tracking down dragons. Going to cake-making contests. Going to stop Little Red Riding Hood and 7 dwarves in somebody else who disappeared.
Yes, those were good times, but...
Why fruit?
Well, because they said they needed fruit that was magic to save some old dude in a tent who they say is a god.
I can't help overhear his explanation, and it's not quite right as Moot's, like, gingerly walking through the...
Yeah, step where I step, bud. Step. Yep,
Ilya,
to the left.
They sound kind of reasonable. Maybe we talk to them. He has not ever brought people here, so...
That's true. Perhaps we could just... okay, come, just one moment. And Ilya disengages the traps in the pathway. A remote switch in the door.
Of course.
Obviously.
Yes. Come in.
Okay, so I overheard a little bit of the exchange there, and there's a few key details that are missing that the gracious king here... missed in his is relaying the story. Basically, we have some friends who are comatose, one of which is a god, and we need any sort of help you can give us in order to heal them.
We fade out on this conversation as the door closes and everybody goes in to discuss all of the details that Opal Lightbrightcliffs has fucked up.
Dungeons & Dragons, Season 2, Episode 104, starring Amy Moore as Thea Amastasia and Sullivan Slight, Carla Maxted as Yimble Nuri and Glim, Tom Laird as Tulgir Heavyfoot, Flint Firebeard and Moot, and Russ Moore as your Dungeon Master. Editing, production, and sound design by Russ Moore. This episode featured music from Epidemic Sound and sound effects from Epidemic Sound, Boom Library, and Sound Ideas. A huge thank you to our supporting producers, Gabriel Lynch, Jessica Babiuk, Kat Waterflame, Darylith, Jacob Madden, Devin Michaels, Christian Brown, Aaron Stevens, Lou Lahan, Charlie Warley, and Craig Zeiss. To support Dungeons & Dragons and our many other productions and get access to an exclusive podcast called The Adventures Of, bonus episodes, and much more, please join our Patreon at patreon.com/dumbdragoncast. You can also follow us at facebook.com/dumbdragonpodcast and on Instagram and Twitter at dumbdragoncast. Thank you for listening. Have a great week. We'll talk again soon.
Russ has like 4 fucking things written down on his piece of paper. He doesn't know what the hell is going on this episode.
They're very important things.
There are 9 characters,
down.
Amy. I don't have to plan it.
I don't.
That's right.
All I have to do is say who's in a room and there's a scene.
Are you ashamed of yourself right now?
No.
Shameless.
What?
What?
Interesting name of a town that you've picked.
Yes, so random. I've never heard it before.
I don't know what you're talking about. Apparently, I only have 4 things written down.
You guys are just momming it with like cold cloths.
That's right, damn right. Cold compress for the win.
That's right.
They also just want to feel like they're doing something.
That's right.
Everybody just
make
wants
sure
a
you
task.
Press the back of your hand to their forehead every once in a while to see how it is.
Exactly.
Hold a mirror up under their nose just to make sure. Also, if you could steer me to your intern memorial wall.
How do you know about the intern memorial wall?
Well, I've just heard of such things before.
Dungeons & Dragons is a Dumb Dragons production.
The Fable & Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Hey, friends. The Sprouting is a podcast that I want to tell you about and you should go listen to. It's an eldritch horror of an actual play podcast set in an apocalyptic future where eldritch plants have taken over. Magical bargains twist the fate of reality, and each survivor struggles to trust their own senses as they try to see their goals through to their ends. The show uses the rules from Call of Cthulhu to heighten the drama of the story and leave the fate of the story at the whims of the dice. And they've created a completely homebrew world, a plant apocalypse, where the senses can't be trusted. And instead, the characters must learn to trust one another. The show is completely scored by beautiful music from their in-house editor, which heightens each dramatic moment throughout the show. I've got a little promo for you here, but go check out The Sprouting. I've listened to it. You need to listen to it. And you should start with the prequel episode when you go over there. Search for The Sprouting anywhere you listen to podcasts.
With your long-forgotten name, we call upon you.
We call upon you.
In the words of the unspeakable language, we call upon you.
We call upon you.
By the spilt blood of the wicked who walk upon this world sprouting the words of false idols, we call upon you.
We call upon you.
On the land of the dead harvest, that which brings the earth itself into your service, Yamel, we call upon you.
We call upon you. We call upon you. We call upon you.
Yamel calls upon you.
The Sprouting, a Call of Cthulhu actual play podcast by Blighthouse Studio. Find us on your podcatcher of choice.